Hey, hey, oh, praise God. Wait, are we recording?
You make a good team, Ken.
Oh,
Laurel and Helen.
Hey, come on. Right, I would like you to turn to the person near you or around you and ask them a question. And the question is, are you expecting?
Yes, no, thank you.
I just thought I'd kind of, you never know. Psalm 62. You will see why. Psalm 62. I was reading this the other day, and as you do, and something just sort of jumped off the page at me. And it is verse 5. My soul waits silently for God alone, for my expectation is from him. So I want to thank the word that we heard this morning. Thank you for your boldness in sharing. It's very apt to where we are. I want to thank you for the song service. It's very apt to where we are. Because I want to talk about expectations. And God spoke to my heart. He said, Ken, what are you expecting? Not what do you know, or what would you like, or what do you think, but what are you actually expecting? Like, you've come here today and you're going to hear me babble on for a little while. But what are you expecting at the end of that? Oh, Ken's babbled on, that was nice. But are you actually expecting God to say something, do something, impact your life, bring a change? Psalm 107 verse 20 sends a word and heals them and delivers them from their destruction. What are you expecting the word? Are you just coming to church?
Preaching.
Oh, do you know what it says? I've been around this thing too long, really. And I think the danger is, we come to church, because we know all church, we know how to do church, and we do spiritual aerobics, and, you know, and we walk out and that's it. But that was never the intention. The intention was when God's people gather in his presence, God comes. In whatever way he comes, just sometimes he just shows up and people fall out. Or sometimes he just turns up and people are healed or delivered. Sometimes he just sends a word and you think that's the answer I've been longing for. Sometimes he sends a deliverance that we've been for years seeking, and not found a release, and suddenly, in that moment, in that instant, God comes. But are we expecting that? See, some of you read in your Bible that scripture I just gave you, and it reads something like this. It reads, my soul waits patiently for God, silently for God, for my hope is from him. Now, the trouble with hope is, it's so vague. I hope a 47 bus comes along. We need faith in that, I suppose. Sure, it's vague, it's kind of like maybes, perhaps. But expectation has got that sense of there is going to happen. That I'm expecting something to happen. Like, we all laugh, but are you expecting? If the answer is yes, I'm expecting in 9 months something to happen, or probably 8 months, something to happen, just if you're expecting. Yes. So, what are you hoping? Oh, well, I hope I'm going to hear God. I like that last song. I am going to see. Not that I might, or I hope I will, but I am going to see. I have an expectation that I am going to see. That the giant is going to go down. that the victory is going to come. Oh, lay a hand on me, and I hope I'm going to get better. Oh, don't bother. Because she might not. Let's be honest. In the old days, people would come with a basket of fruit. What's your problem? I've got stomach cancer. What's the fruit for? When I get healed, I've got to eat something. Well, they'd come on a stretcher in the pyjamas and they'd bring a suit of clothes with them. Well, why do you expect my suit of clothes for? When I get here, I can't walk down the street in the pyjamas, can I? The trouble is, we want the kind of back door if it don't. I won't tithe in case it don't work. Did I say that? But the Bible says it will. So I do. And it has. And I thank God. But anyway, let's not just... So, have you got expectation? Do you expect this church to grow? I used to infuriate our people at home when I was the pastor. I'm not now, so I don't worry about it. But I used to put out lots of chairs. You know, they'd put out like 20 chairs or whatever. What are you doing? So they turn out, I've got like a couple hundred chairs out. What's up there? Well, I'm expecting. Because if you expect 20, you'll get 12. If you expect 200, you'll get 150, 170. Then you can start. You've got to start believing for something. Because if you believe for nothing, guess what? You will certainly succeed. You ready then? Do you want some scripture, don't you? Listen to this one. Without expectation. Oh, hang on. Okay. I need to keep an eye on what clock. Really? Good. Without expectation, you can't live hope. How does this start? My soul waits patiently. My soul, my mind, my thoughts. Wait patiently. My emotions? Wait patiently. My will? I'll make it right. I'll play good. I'll make it happen. Wait patiently. See, there is, the Bible talks about the mess of faith. Whereas my soul waits patiently, silently. It's not agitated. It's not all jittery. That's not the right word.
Jittery.
Jittery. That's what I'm saying. But I'm not sitting there agitating. I'm not sitting there. But I'm just sitting there saying, I'm not sitting there. I'm not sitting there. See, we can see it. Actually, do it. It's like power, isn't it? But I am going to see the victory. And we will get to that as we go along. Why? Because hope deferred makes the heart sick. Proverbs 13 and 12. Good News Bible puts it like this. Hope that is crushed. Oh, no, pardon me. When hope is crushed, the heart is crushed. That's not bad, is it? The Message Bible is even worse. Unrelenting disappointment leaves your heart sick. See, if you ain't got a hope, if you ain't got an expectancy, then really, let's die now. I said, well, I've got one hope for sure. I know I'm going to heaven. If I've got one in between, I might as well get hold of that one and drop down there. But I've got a hope for this life, that he who began this good work, he will never what? Leave me off. Oh, do you want me to preach the Bible for you? Yeah, I could do this one all day. The Bible says, listen, I will never leave you or forsake you. Lo, I am with you always, even to the close of the age. That's not a bad one, is it? Fear not, for I am with thee. You know, this my God, I will help thee, I will strengthen thee, I will uphold thee in my might and strong right hand. That's not a bad one. In the midst of the storm. Shout
Meshach and Abednego. Abednego? Meshach, Meshach, and Abednego. Expecting to be a success. You do expect a Christian life as an overcoming Christian life. The Bible says you're an overcomer. A victorious Christian life. Because the Bible says you're victorious. A triumphant Christian life. Because the Bible says, oh no, you've got to be real. Yeah, let's be real. What does the Bible say?
Yes. Yes, well made.
At the end of the day, we are more than overcomers through Him who loved us. Nothing can separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. Things present, things past, things to come, heights, depths, or anything else in creation separates us from love. I am love and everlasting love. Do you want me to? Yeah, I could just dribble Bible for you today. This is the fact that God is for us, and if God be for us, I tell you, He's against us. We are. Because even now, there's someone in here thinking, listen, God is for you. God loves you. God likes you. Amen. I might not like you. Your pastor might not like you. But God likes you. Therefore, we can confidently say, the Lord is my helper. What can man do to me? If God be for us, come, some of us today, get the revelation. Let God be true and every man a liar. Even you. Why? I'm not preaching. John 8:44, Jesus said the devil is a liar and he is the father of lies. And we sit there and say, oh really, you may be right. Yeah, I wouldn't like me. I've got all these issues. No, I don't care what you've got. Because I tell you, God loves you beside that. I'm working harder than you're getting excited. Listen, without a vision, the people perish. If you don't see yourself better, if you don't see yourself changed, if you don't see yourself overcoming, if you don't see, the Bible says that people without vision, people perish. It also says they live recklessly and they cast off restraint, depending on what translations you want to read. If you don't see yourself different, you will stay where you are, and because you see yourself where you are, you give up and just roll with it. I'm never going to get a victory. I'm never going to get a victory. I might as well just stay as I am. If you do not see yourself with it, you will not get it. Someone is saying, I'm not with you. If you do not see yourself with it, you will not get it. Why? Because what are you believing for? I don't know. Well, if you don't know, why are you surprised you don't get what you don't know? I'm going to see you. Really, I'll give you some more scripture, maybe that's easier. Oh, this is good. Psalm 27:13. I would have lost heart. Ready? I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord and I get to heaven. It doesn't say that, does it? I would have lost heart unless I believed I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. You know what? I believe I'm going to see the goodness of God.
Amen.
If God be for me, who can be against me? Do you know what he, listen, goodness and mercy are following me and you every day of your life. The Bible says he daily loads you down with benefits. I will see the goodness of God in the land of the living. In this world of toils and snares, if I falter, Lord, who cares? Who with me my burden shares? None of thee, you know.
people are too used to living in the valley. But God says, come up higher.
Yeah.
There is an attitude higher. There is a view that you must see. Mm-hmm. What are you expecting?
It's more Bible. Oh, well, yeah, Galatians chapter 6 and all, verse 9. Being not deceived, those not marked, whatever he sows, that shall he reap. 9, we shall reap in due season. Everybody's looking at me and saying,
if
we do not give up, if we do not lose hope. If we come, if we start saying, oh, it ain't working. It's got to work. Why? Because God said it.
Right.
Do you know, I'm getting older now. The Bible says 3 strong and 10 is a light to man. If I raise the strength more salt, I was fully persuaded then, I'm only going to die till I'm 70. And I'm fully persuaded now, I'm not going to die till I'm 80. You know why? Because I'm quite a strong man and I believe God.
Right.
Ah, man, you can't guarantee it. I can. It's a strong man who has got a liar. John 17:17, Jesus said, Father, sanctify them in the truth. Thy word is truth. Jesus himself said, is it John 8:42? You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. John 8:34. I think I'll 37:1-2. Anyway, if without any expectation, you ain't got no hope. And if you ain't got no hope, this is what you are. Hopeless. And there's nothing worse than being a hopeless person. We're supposed to be living epistles, read by all. We're supposed to promote this gospel. How are you doing, Sarah? How's your life? I'm getting by. Scratching. I'm a Christian. I'm sorry. Jesus lives in me. The Holy Spirit's in me. I have a future. I have a destiny. While I'm here, I'm fruitful. When I'm there, well, who cares? I'm just going to be. But while I remain, Paul says, fruitful rain. While I remain, I've got a job to do. While I'm here, God's going to bless me. While I'm here, do you know I'm blessed? Oh, you know, this Christian life is hard. That's not what the Bible says, is it? The Bible says the way of the transgressor is hard. Is that what I think? I don't really care what you think. I'm so optimistic about it. You know, my Christmas time list, I don't really care. I don't think what. Hey, man, I don't know. Anyway, you're getting emails. Or whatever, check it out. Listen, that's what Rome says. Rome says the way of the transgressors are. Mm. Alright, that is what they hang a bit, if you were listening to the voice of the Lord, humble to obey all these commands which I've set before you today. All these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you. Blessed shall you be in the city, blessed shall you be in the country. Bless you, be in county. Bless you, be in Gaza. Bless you, be in London, in your eating bar. Bless you, your womb, if I had one. Bless you, your livestock. Bless you, your cow. Bless you, your sheep. Bless. But if you do not, then all this other stuff will happen. So as long as I'm doing my best to live right by God, I am blessed. I'm blessed. The stars turn. You're too young. I better get on, hadn't I? I've got to chuck out a lot of that. Alright. See, faith, when you talk about faith, people get all mystical, don't they? Listen, faith is this. You know those acronyms? Forsaking all, I trust in. Forsaking all. What I feel, what you say, what it looks like, what it sounds like, what it smells like.
the sake of all that. And I trust him.
That it will be exactly as it was spoken to me.
Numbers 23, 19 say, go to a man that he should lie, and neither is he the son of man
that he should repent. For as he said it, and will he not do it? As he spoken it, it shall not come to pass. God does not lie.
What he says, he means. And provided we meet the conditions, then his word will come to pass.
Come on, someone needs to get excited today. Because you've been praying and you're thinking,
I'm expecting. Because God's promised it.
Now, wouldn't that be cruel for me if I had it to say to him, Andrew, you're a nice man. Have £1,000. You know
that. Thank you, Lord.
So he knows I'm great. He knows I'm white. And he said, but when God says, Andrew, if you fulfill this condition, I will do that for you.
Amen.
It's money in the bank.
Yeah. All we have to do is count the sign of the back. I'll have it. I'm sorry, I've got to sort of skip some there. Alright, so my confidence in God. Right, I'm expecting from God. Three things.
What gives you that confidence? Firstly, God's character. We've done his work. But, you know, what makes me trust his word? Firstly, his character. See, I trust someone who I know I can trust. And why can I trust them? Because they have proven their character.
Let me just very quickly give you a few scriptures. So the first thing I want to talk about is his character. He is faithful. He's watching over his word to perform it. Jeremiah 1:12. He spoke it, now he's watching over it to make it happen. Why? Because he's faithful. He's making... So, when we are... Come on, someone knows this scripture. Come on, scripture. Sister Stroud, I'll put a little star on your card from Sunday school. When we are faithless, he remains
faithful.
Why?
Because he cannot deny himself. What does that mean to me? It means he is faithful. And for him not to be faithful, he would have to deny himself. That's profound. That is good, you know.
You should ponder on that one. What about this one? 1 John 1:9.
If we confess our sin, he might forgive us. He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Why? Because it's based on his faithfulness. He said, if you will repent, if you will confess, then I will cleanse. When I confess my sin, he is faithful because he already promised to wash and cleanse me. Someone needs to start thinking about the nature of God.
He is faithful. He does not lie to you. Let me give you another one. Oh, Hebrews 10:23 for taking notes. He who promised is faithful. Hebrews 11:11.
Sarah. How did Sarah get pregnant? Very apt. She's expecting. How? She judged him faithful who had promised. Huh? Maybe some of us don't get the manifestation of what we're believing for because we do not judge God faithful. Mary, how did she get pregnant? Be unto me according to your word. She judged the angelic message from God and said, that'll work. Come on, bring it up.
So first thing we need to get is that God is faithful. Yeah?
Yes.
Faithful is he who called you. I like that.
That's why you don't give up on me. Faithful is he who called you. Secondly, it's great for me to say, how nice do I enjoy? I'm going to give you that. That's first of character. Second one, this is God's way of working, my ability to do it. So it's one thing for me to make a promise, but really the thing that validates my promise is that I can do what I've said. It's nothing worse when you go to Uganda and all sorts of places and people make all sorts of promises. Well, I'm going to go back to my country, raise the money, build you a hospital and all of that, and never see it again, never get a penny out of it. Listen, first thing is God is faithful. Second, he is able. Remember I told you that Sarah judged God faithful? If you went over to Romans 4,
now I'll give you the scripture. Romans 4, 20, being, Romans 4, 21.
Being fully seen now, this is Abraham. So Sarah got pregnant, but she judged him faithful. Abraham, in his part of it, Romans 4, 21 says, be confident that what he had promised, he was able to fulfill. See, God said you're going to get pregnant, isn't it? To, not to me, to Sarah, you're going to get pregnant. And it says, and she received strength to conceive. Abraham, now being 99, we'll stop there, trying to get up in trouble.
All things are possible with God. That's not the next scripture you're going to get anyway, but Matthew 19:26. With men, it's impossible. But with God. Most things.
With God. So does that mean your conditions, your circumstances, the things that conditions, circumstances, things are seen? See, things that are seen in the temple are subject to change. I'm not telling you, I'm not telling you anything other than Bible, I hope. See, I don't know, that's what I'm trying to say. If I can just dribble by it. Faith comes by hearing by the word, God, Romans 10, 17. So I'm going to say verse 20, say the word, and hear them, the word of the destruction. All I need to do is publish the word of God. But you then come accept, next Sunday when you come to church, come accept it. And God. I would say, do you want to have magic, press that preacher? Suck it out of him. Because God, no, seriously, because God will send down according to your faith. Sometimes I've had a preacher, it's like throwing a tennis ball at the back of the wall and it's come back and it's in that head. Because nobody's doing anything. Which is fine. See, I talk to myself half the time, isn't it?
So, God is faithful. God is able. And my last point, which is looking at the clock, says this: God is with us.
Well, I don't know if that's the case. For those of you who read your Bible, I want to help you out. There's only one instance where the witness of God is questioned. A letter comes to Jesus and says, if you are willing, you can make me well. Now that is based on the assumption, for me, that's because the Bible sure says it. I'm a left arm now, guys. Would you really want to do it for me? What's your response to that? And says, and immediately, I love it, and immediately Jesus stuck out his hand on the leper. I stuck out his hand to that believer. See, God is willing to make us, but we do not expect him to make us. God wants to be involved in our situation. We do not expect him to be involved in the situation. God wants to change that circumstance, that tradition, that thing. But we do not expect him to.
This morning, before I was reading that, coming out, I just browsed an old book. This bloke was in his cabin and on a boat, obviously. And he had diabetes, and he was in a bad way, but living away from God. And he said, I heard a voice say to me, this is the last time I'm going to call you. And he said, in that moment, I got right with God. And at that moment, my body was completely healed. Completely healed. See, the trouble is, if you're not careful, we let go. It says in Israel, they limit the Holy One of Israel. I'm going to close by saying this. Your situation, your condition, your circumstances are too hard to God. His character, his faithful, his ability, his willingness. One last scripture, let's close. Oh, I like this one. Psalm 42, verses 5, 11, and Psalm 43 and verse 5. So it says the same thing, which is pretty good. Three times over. By the mouth of two or three, I think it's confirmed. What are you disquieted within there? Trust thou again in God. How did we start? I trust in God, therefore I'm at rest. I'm at peace. Why? Because I've got an expectation that God is watching over his word to perform it. The prophetic words that you've been living on, the prophetic words that this church has received, shouldn't be put in a folder and a file. Carefully dust. Carefully fade in the house. But if God has said, I'm going to do that. It's a matter of will, it's a matter of his integrity, isn't it? If he didn't. Wait a minute. If I promised you, I didn't. And someone said to you, what's Ken like?
One of those dodgy ones.
You couldn't trust him. Why? Because he gave me a word and he didn't give. I will say to you today, you can trust him.
Yeah.
Trust that again, God. But it don't look like it. Who cares? When did it happen? How did it happen? It's really your world. I told you a story before, and I'm going to tell you this expression is kind of funny. I love this story. I probably mentioned it too often. I'm preaching one day. In church. I mean, in church. The anointed man of God, me, preaching, full throat up there. All of a sudden, in the middle of this learning highly relevant preaching, some woman takes off, it's a woman by the way, running around the church screaming in my preaching. I'm so strange, look at you, stop it. So eventually, when she stopped, I said, Sister, well, man, I'm interested. What's gone on, sister? the Lord said to me, if I were drunk, you'd heal me. Well, are you healed?
Different people who suddenly they get a revelation from a marriage that's struggling, and suddenly someone gets a revelation that he finds a wife's found a good thing, and then that before they came out the door, they were having a spiritual kind of lay on hands. Then they get a revelation. The way your child gets a revelation, one of your parents, it might go well, you might be lying. Most of you have got children not knowing the God of the moment, the speech and tell you this, they will. If you expect them to.
Amen.
Let me tell you that now. Too many people give up on their children. Unless I make excuses. So if someone starts shouting with some woman, they love each other. He knows of God. Says the Bible knows that God fears and trembles. Leave the children. Do you know anyone I pray for grandparents? I've told this before. And I encourage you to do the same. My grandbabies will go on to follow God. My grandbabies, the same, the Bible says, same word and same spirit. I believe my grandbabies have the same word and same spirit. But I don't expect them to have more, because I believe without a portion. I can't have more than me. They're never in there, poor thing. Am I making sense to you today? What are you believing for? I mean, young people, and you just give me a slap, really. Why is it all that energy wasted on you, did you? I don't know how I'm going to live. You know, and you think, what is your problem? 3, 4, and 10. Is that like that?
would have been in 40 plus years of ministry. So I think I've got a mass of tears. See, and this is a venture. Right now, I'll say something about this time frame. Presence of the Lord. I've really enjoyed that as well. I just speaking word to our carriages at our heart. Now, what's going on in your world? Please don't try and tell me. But what's going on in your world? What are the things right now? I don't have to go trawling with them. But the things the Spirit of God is speaking to you. Say, will you trust me? Will you? Let me see now. I'm going to see a victory again because it just seems very at prime park. Let me see an awkward story. Son of George Muller, that he had three friends. And he used to pray for their conversion every day. One got saved just before he died, one got saved at his funeral, and one got saved after his death. But God will. God will. We need to be those that, I'm expecting. I am expecting to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Don't rejoice over me, over my enemy. For though I fall, I shall arise. And when I sit in darkness, the Lord will arise upon me. Micah chapter 7, verse 8. Don't settle where you are. As long as there is a God in heaven, your situation and your circumstance can change. So, Father, you see each one now. You know the desires, the hopes, the hurts, the aspirations, the faith, the fear, the disappointments, the desires. Lord, you have encouraged the world today to encourage us to believe. Only believe. All things are possible. To those who believe, say, Father, now by your Spirit, come. Refreshing Spirit of God. Renew the vision. Breathe on the hope. May it burst into flame again. There will be a fulfillment of those things which were spoken unto me. Come on, call the devil a liar. Devil, you've been lying to me too long. It's time for you to bow down at the name of Jesus. For faith is laid in the field, and faith cannot fail. So, Father, we give you praise, and we bless you. We bless you. Our hope is in you. Amen. And for that, we thank you. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.